WTR and 0TR, W2T.
N4IQ Mobile.
W2T. Hello, Bill.
Hey. I was trying to decide whether it's good morning or good afternoon. Good afternoon. Just a minute. Hit Tom. He didn't come back, so I thought I would do it. You sound like you're on a different radio. I don't know why, but it sounds different. Over.
Different radio, of course. I'm in a different spot over here, and I've got a different antenna on it because I had to change out antennas. The other one, my base just fell apart, so I had to get the other one I had, and I put a longer whip on it because the short whip I had didn't seem to work. So anyway, of course, I'm running around over here in this nasty weather today where I've already had an inch of rain at my house today.
I know some areas we're going to get we're going to get more rain than others today. We haven't gotten that much over in Simpsonville. This guy is a road crew. I don't know what they're doing, but it's right on a hill, and I cannot see around this guy. So I'm not going to take a chance. I mean, it's on a hill on a curve. But he's got, must have 15 lights flashing. It's SCDOT. Okay, he said it's clear.
And some, I got behind one of those folks here about 2 weeks ago in a rainy situation, and it was on a, I think where he had to stop was on a curve, and it was on a curve I couldn't see around because it was a curve to the right. And he was sitting there on the road. In fact, he was actually, he was sitting more like where the two lanes come together. It wasn't by a two-lane road. It's like where the two lanes are in the middle and the double yellow line was. He was sitting with his wheels partially on that double yellow line. So don't know what he ever saw, but he finally pulled away and moved on, and we all moved up, and I never saw any reason for him to be stopped. But, you know, you never know what those state boys are going to do.
And 0TR Mobile.
Oh, okay, Rusty, 10-4 and all that. I heard some white band noise in there, did you?
I heard something strange in there. I'm not sure what it was. It couldn't be N0TR because he hasn't been answering today. Oh, was that you, Tom? N0TR to take it.
That was me. Hi, Bill. And hi, Rusty. Spartanburg, I guess the Best Buy. Don't know where else to go. I was going to buy a 2032 with the little tabs on it, you know, Bill, that goes in your computers. My old computer downstairs, I had put a digital hard drive in it. I think it's 256. And at any rate, it died on me completely yesterday. And it comes up with a message that that hard drive does not exist. But I replaced that about 2 years ago. Or I had a friend replace it. So I went and got the other laptop, which is relatively new. And I have N3FJP on there. And now it won't load up the logbook of the world. So it had a thing on there about updating your TQSL, which I know nothing about. So I told it to go ahead and update it, thinking maybe that would do it. And it still won't load up the logbook of the world, so I got no way of loading up my logs now.
That's right. I'm sorry to hear all that. That's a pain in the, you know what. I didn't catch what you meant by the 2052, but I was thinking of a battery when you said that, like a CR2052. But that's what happens. LOTW is computer specific, and if you lose that computer, and you can only load the OTW. You can only have it on one computer. And if you lose that computer, I'm pretty sure of this, unless they've changed it, you're going to have to go all the way through that process again and apply for a certificate. I hope I'm not right, but I'm pretty sure I am. That's a pain in the you-know-what.
The N3FJP software on there, when I told it to load it up, it just refused to do it and said something about the certificate wasn't recognized or that, but I have no idea how to do one of those certificates whatsoever, Bill. Go ahead, Rusty.
Yeah, I can walk you through it sometime, Tom. I've had to do mine a couple of times for different computers. And if you've saved a file off on that was created when you created the debt thing, I can walk you through changing that. Anyway, guys, I have reached the place where I need to go inside and talk to the people at the dental office here and then go next door and pick me up some lunch to take home. I'll catch up to both of you again here in a few minutes, and let me go on inside. I'll catch you up shortly. And for IQ to take it, W2T, 73's for right now.
Yeah. Well, problem is, if you hadn't, there is a way to transfer your certificate from one computer to the other, but you can only have it on one computer at a time. However, most of the time, with most people, those files are on the computer that you just lost on that hard disk. And if you had those files saved somewhere else, you probably could transfer it over. There is a procedure, but just because you at one time had it on, it's not specific to that program. It's specific to your computer. So, anyway, you can go up online, and it goes in great detail about all of that. Over.
Printed that out, Bill, but it's way above my pay grade. I have no idea how to do it. And it just breaks my heart because, last night I worked East Cheer Boss, or Cheer Body, if you will. And then I worked Antarctica after that, and I tried loading them up, and it's just DOA. It will not do anything. And But that battery I mentioned was a 2032, and it's for the BIOS and that. And I'd never changed it. It's an old computer. Would that make that to where it doesn't recognize the hard drive or anything? I was just going to try to replace that battery. It's the 2032, but it's got the two little tabs on it, and then it's got about a 2-inch volt number 30 gauge wire going to a plug that plugs into the PCB. Would that make it just die? I think Lloyd told me that on here.
So I might have to go in the church here. I'm not sure I can get in. I thought you said the hard disk died.
Well, it come up and said that it did not exist, but that hard drive was put in about 2 to 3 years ago. And it's a digital hard drive, Bill.
Yeah, that's unusual for one to go out that quick. I don't think it's for the memory and stuff like that. I don't think the battery would do that. I think you'd have, if it was really dead, I think you'd have more problems than that. It wouldn't just be a hard drive message coming up. Anyway, I'm here at the church, but you can try different programs all day long. You know, if that certificate is made for a particular computer, so and if that hard drive is gone, I don't think it's going to work. I think you'd good. So, anyway, let me go inside. I got to get inside here. N0TR, N4IQ.
Okay, Bill. Well, thanks for the info. It's good to hear you this morning. And, well, I'll try that battery anyways, just for drill. See if it does any good, and if it don't, well, then somehow I got to get that certificate put on that other newer computer. It's a real fast laptop. Enjoy your day, and even though it's gloomy and cloudy, it's still 59 degrees, so can't gripe. Probably a lot colder in Antarctica where that guy was last night. 73's Bill. Pleasure's all mine. N4IQ and 0TR.
Write all the information on that and contact down so you can put it in your log once you get everything going again and then upload it. I mean, there's no time limit on the uploading. But sorry you're having problems with it. I'm going to go right inside here. N4IQ.
Papa Sierra Zulu, is anyone on frequency anymore?
N0TR, go ahead.
KPSV, making connection to Whitehall repeater via node. Over.
For PSB, I think it was, you're weak into the computer, but I did hear you that time. This is N0TR, my name is Tom, and I'm mobile in Greer.
PSV, Ollie. Here, I'm actually in Simpsonville, reaching you via the Caesarhead Greenville repeater. Over.
You're getting there. What'd you say your name was again?
O-L-L-I.
Ollie's discount store up here in Taylor's then, is that correct?
I don't own the Ollie store.
shoot. Well, Holly, it's nice to meet you this morning. And sound like you're a new ham.
I'm operating off of Bofang handheld.
One of these days you can get a real radio like a Yaesu or a Kenwood. But it is getting into the repeater. Is it a handy talkie? Because you're pretty scratchy.
Talk.
I'll tell you a little secret here, and my name's Tom. If you move, you'll probably lose the repeater. If you got a good spot there, put an X on it and remember it, Ollie, because that's typical of no matter what brand of handy talkie you got. They're pretty inconsistent about making it in reliably to the this repeater anyways.
Breaking up. I don't know if it's my antenna or someone else tapping on a transmission, because I know that if two transmissions reach the repeater and go back, they cancel themselves out.
The donkey's antenna has no gain. It's about minus 6 decibels to begin with, so I imagine it's your receive. But Ollie, you're doing a good job, and a professional job. And how old are you? About 66 years ago, I was 10 years old.
You were never 10 years old. W2T said that.
I still act like it, though. This is Rusty, W2T, that just come in there. Go ahead, Ollie.
KPSC, this is KQ4PSC. You're breaking up, sir.
I believe it's on your end, Ollie. Go ahead, Rusty.
Yeah, he or she, I don't know which that is. It was breaking up. Tom, you're getting in there just fine. Well, I picked up my lunch and headed home so I can get out of this rain, because I've already had an inch of rain at my house today, Tom.
How much we have, Bernice? 70 hundred. Well, about 3/4 of an inch. Yeah, looks like there's a ham radio operator sitting right beside me here. This is the little guy down in Simpsonville's Ollie, and he's on a Bofang, and sounds like it, and it's handy talkie, which makes him real weak in and out of the repeater, I'm sure, Rusty. But he's doing a fine job for a 10-year-old. I'll give him that. Go ahead, Ollie.
Yes, please, Ollie. Hello.
Good to hear you, and welcome to the hobby. I don't know how long you've had your license, but good to hear you are getting in. If you're on a handheld, those are always a little rough sometimes, depending upon how far you are from the repeater and how much power you're running. So I've been in that same boat before, and that's why my handy talkie, I leave it where it is on the charger until I'm going to go somewhere that I'm going to be close to a bunch of people, and we're going to be where we can talk locally. So anyway, and well, there used to be at the corner over here, Tom, there used to be an old drugstore building sitting here at the corner. I think it was an old Walgreens or something. I don't know what it was, but it was sitting here at the corner where you turn to go into Best Buy, and it's on the other corner from it. Because on the Best Buy corner is Long John Silver's, and you go in back behind there. But across the street there used to be, and there's going to be a new Whataburger coming here. Go figure. We're going to go from a drugstore to a place that serves high cholesterol food. Go ahead, Tom.
I think I heard Ollie trying to double with you, but you overrode him by far. Yeah, I definitely need help on that computer, Rusty. There's no question about that. And I have no idea what to do with it, you know, because it's just not pay grade, but I just don't know how to do it, period. But anyways, I'm going to try that battery. I took that other battery out of the CMOS and got it in my pocket. And I'm going to try to buy one. I don't know if they'll even sell me one. But I don't think the old computer is worth trying to revive other than that, because if that hard drive's dead, I don't think you can retrieve any of the data off of it, because I don't have a backup disk.
Let's see, could I quickly make a connected node call to Whitehall, please?
Ollie, I couldn't understand you. I think you said you wanted to make a call or something, but if you do, go ahead with it.
Just take me a few seconds.
He left, Rusty, because he's got such a weak transmitter there. So, go ahead, Rusty.
Unless that hard drive itself has completely crashed, I have the equipment that I can recover any data files that are on that hard drive for you. I just have to get it from you. But I've got a device I can plug, take hard drives out and put it in. And if you're going to get one of those batteries for that thing, go across the street, on the other side of the street, to where the sub place is over there, where Firehouse Subs is. Go down to the Batteries Plus and get the battery from them. To begin with, it'll be cheaper, and you'll be sure you get the right one, because if you take the one in you got and show them, they've got it, because they've got slews of batteries. And that's where I buy mine from anymore, because I've tried going to Best Buy and they didn't have what I needed, but not at a price I wanted to pay anyway.
Well, Rusty, where'd you say that Batteries Plus was over here? Heck, I could have went to the one down here, but I don't like to go down on Woodrow. Well, there's another one up there not far from us. But I didn't think they'd have that one with those little tabs on it, you know what I mean? That are electronically soldered to it.
They have all of that stuff. They carry a wide variety of batteries, and I've bought all kinds of separate ones from them, so Like I said, they're across, right where you turn into, where you come out of Best Buy out there on back onto 29. Just hang a, onto not on 29, but on Blackstock Road. Just hang a right and go down to where you see the sign for the Firehouse Subs, and it's right down about four doors down from Firehouse Subs in that same shopping center where the AT&T store and Firehouse Subs are all in that little strip there. And just go in there and talk to them folks. They carry a lot of batteries like you could use.
Okay, so we're coming from our house, so when I get to Blackstock Road, just hang a right then. Is that correct?
Roger, you take a right on Blackstock, and then instead of making the turn to go into Best Buy, just go on down. You'll see the Verizon sign on the left. Just beyond that, you'll see a sign for a Mexican restaurant, and then you'll see the little strip shopping center, which is right there. You can turn in at the Mexican restaurant parking lot, and then go to the right, and you'll be down in where Batteries Plus is.
I think so. My co-pilot here has got it, Rusty. Well, thank you.
Do what?
Yeah, Blackstock. And then go down there till you see the Verizon sign. Is it on the left side of the road there, Rusty, by the Verizon sign?
Yeah, the Verizon sign is on the left. You go beyond that. That's where the Verizon store is. And then you'll see the sign down there for the right next to the Verizon store. You'll see a sign for a Mexican restaurant. And you turn, get into the center lane so you can turn in at the Mexican restaurant sign. And then go to the right. You'll see Batteries Plus down there just about four short doors down on that left-hand side. You'll see them. You won't miss them. They're right there in a little shopping area right there.
Thank you, sir. We'll try that first off. No use going to Best Buy because I know they're high dollar. And, yeah, it'd be wonderful if you could retrieve that data off of that hard drive. I never dreamed of such a thing. The old computer's really old, and I thought, oh, that's just the end. But maybe we can save something. Oh, and if I could get that TQSL certificate back in there, it'd be a big help, too. Okie doke, bud. Well, I'll let you go. Our kids are in the air. They're headed for Costa Rica today, and I don't envy them one bit. they can have those foreign countries as far as I'm concerned. Take care, Rusty. W2T and 0TR 73.
Okay, well, I'm about back down here to the house, and of course it's starting to rain again. I want to try to get in the house before it starts pouring again. So anyway, y'all be careful out there on that road in this weather, and drive safely. I'll talk to you in a little bit. You can pay attention to the road, not to the radio. N0TR, W2T, 73's for now, Tom.
Yeah, I see a bunch of red lights coming our way. I think it might be it's an ambulance, but it's going the other way, thankfully. 73's resting, N0TR clear.
PSC. PSC, is anyone on frequency? PSC, is anyone on frequency? I'm going to attempt another node call. This is TQ4, PSC.